Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply glow in the dark. Glow in the dark. As children, we were all fascinated with toys that glow in the dark. I don't care if it was a glow stick or a fluorescent shirt or whatever it may have been. It could have been a sticker, you name it. If it glowed in the dark, what we did was we would go into a closet, close the door, turn off the light. We were so fascinated with it, we wanted to see it glow. Even when it came to those lightning bugs, you don't see them very much anymore, but those bugs that would have the little light on the back, we try our best to catch those lightning bugs and we wanted to see them. Why? Because they glowed in the dark. My friends and neighbors, in business, everyone is looking for the people who glow in the dark. There are individuals who want to join teams of those who glow in the dark. And there is a way to attract more people, to sell more products, to become more effective, and it's by using the four-step process I like to call GLOW. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's going to be our acronym for today. The four-step process to not only grow and build strong teams, but also to involve and motivate those around you to be better than ever before. That G in our GLOW acronym reminds us of the importance of growth. Yes, my friends and neighbors, growth. Growth is one of those components that's like glowing in the dark. Everyone recognizes it as soon as they see it. If you go to a high school graduation, for example, you may see a kid that you knew when they were in the fourth or fifth grade, and you're amazed at how much they've grown now that they're high school seniors. You look at them and it's hard to imagine who they are and what they have become. Well, growth is not just physical. Growth is also internal, because we should communicate better. We should dress better. We should be in better shape. We should continuously improve. People should see us who haven't seen us in a few years and be excited about how much we've obviously grown. It's a GLOW principle, my friends and neighbors. You see, growth is easy to say, but it's also hard to see. So we have to ensure growth in our personal and professional lives by implementing these processes I like to call the AAA method, or the three A's. First, it's awareness. Be aware of the areas where we're not that strong. We should be aware of our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and deficiencies. Then we have to accept. We've got to accept constructive feedback, because the purpose of a mentor is to expose and correct flaws. That's what it is, my friends. A great mentor has a purpose, and it's to expose and correct flaws. So I have to be aware, I have to accept, then I have to apply. So what I'm taught to do to grow, I've got to do that. Because again, physical growth is easy to see. Professional growth, personal growth, that's not as easy to see. We've got to implement the processes, my friends, in order to show that we grow. Let me ask you, how much have you grown in the last 2 years? Can people who don't know you that well, or even those who do, can they tell that you've gotten much more polished, that you're more developed and more advanced now than ever before? Now, the key question is, are you satisfied right there, or will you continue to grow some more? That L in our GLOW acronym reminds us of the importance of leadership. You know, my friends, leadership is very simple. It's simply not waiting on others before you jump in. You see, most of us want someone else to go first. I don't care what it is. If you're playing outside as children, then children like for someone else to be the first to climb the tree, the first to jump the fence, the first to do that dangerous activity, and they gain confidence by watching somebody else go first. That's true. However, we've got to be the leader. Nothing glows quite like leadership. You remember George Washington, because he was our first president. You remember the Wright brothers, because they were our first pilots. You remember Neil Armstrong, because he was the first astronaut on the moon. You remember Henry Ford, because he was first to build cars. The question is, my friends and neighbors, what are you first to do? I challenge you, my friends, to think about the things that you can do in order to become a more effective leader. The greatest attribute of a leader is he or she is not unwilling to go first. In fact, they're enthusiastic about about it, you want a few quick tips on how to lead or how to become a great leader, I always capsulize it by saying stop, look, and listen. Stop being afraid, look within and not around, and then listen to the most confident voices you can find, even if it's just your own. Yes, my friends, a stop, look, listen technique will help you jump out of that shell and become the leader you were destined to be. You can stop being afraid of what happens if you don't make it. Stop being afraid of what happens if you lose. My friends, when you are confident, you cannot lose. And then look within yourself. You know you've got the tools, the resources, the talent. There's nobody different or so much better than you that you can't do what they did if you give it everything you've got. And then create and listen to those confident voices telling you that you're going to win every time. That O in our GLOW acronym just simply reminds us to take ownership. You see, when you own something, you treat it differently. You don't walk away from it easily. You're committed to it. You're in for the long haul. An employee, on the other hand, can leave whenever they get ready. If you make them mad, they may not show up the next day. Rub them the wrong way, they'll find another job. But the owners are the captains. These are the ones who go down with the ship. That's why, my friends and neighbors, I say on my teams, there's no such thing as too many chiefs. I want everyone to take ownership because a chief takes ownership. He feels as if it's his deal, and that's what you're looking for. You want someone that will inspect like an owner, that will invest like an owner, that will improve like an owner, and that will involve like an owner. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you want ownership. You don't want someone just to come and try you out, test you for a minute, and see whether or not they want to do what you're asking them to do. No, you want an owner who says, this is my deal, this is my area. That's why in corporate America, they have departments and divisions, because they want someone to feel like they own their division. You've got the VP of marketing, you got the VP of sales, the VP of finance. You've got all these different divisions because they want everyone to take ownership of every category. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, also to look at whatever you do like an owner. It's the essence of becoming an effective entrepreneur, an effective business leader. That final one, my friends and neighbors, I'm glad we got to finish this today. That W reminds us there is no substitute for winners. Yes, my friends and neighbors, nothing glows quite like victory. You know the teams that win all the time, the Yankees and the Patriots, Duke in basketball, Alabama in college football, Warriors in professional basketball. There are teams that win all the time. And if you're not a fan of those teams, you get tired of seeing them every year in the championship. In fact, you may say, I wish we'd get somebody else to play. I'm tired of seeing this team. Well, it's only because that's not your team. If it was your team, you'd be glad to see them in the championship every single year. It'd be a source of enjoyment and pride for you to watch your team win. My friends and neighbors, the more victories you pile up, the more people hop on your bandwagon. Don't you recognize that you've got a personal bandwagon, and that bandwagon is only going to be filled by you winning again and again and again? My friends, don't just start it. Don't just finish it. Win it. Whatever it is, seek to win it. And when we do, my friends and neighbors, we'll be better than ever before. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And remember, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And don't forget, my friends, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.